A Lenten devotional for March 6th, 2020, based on Genesis 40, verses 1 to 23, by the Reverend Carrie Jo Johnston. In Western culture, we often pay little attention to the meaning of our dreams. We might put them down to the work of our subconscious, or eating leftover pizza that didn't agree with our system, not to God's communicating with us. But in the Bible, dreams have great significance. In fact, the whole Joseph story hinges on dreams. Read also Genesis 37 and 41. When asked about interpreting others' dreams when he was imprisoned, Joseph was quick to give witness to God in a culture that believed in many gods. Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me, Joseph responded. Today, many cultures still put great stock in dreams. Christians who are working among Muslim people groups share that most Muslims who come to Christ do so through a dream and a connection with a caring Christian. A friend of mine who comes from a 99% Muslim people group in the Horn of Africa had such a dream. He dreamed of a man in a shining white robe telling him to go to the town, a several hours' walk away. He walked to the town and there met a Christian woman who invited him to church. There is more to the story, but the dream and the Christian woman were key elements leading him to belief in Jesus. In our Lenten prayers, we can pray that God would give people like my friend dreams of Jesus and that they would meet loving Christians who will share about Jesus. And for people of cultures in which dreams are not given as much significance, we can pray that Christians, like Joseph, would give witness to the presence of God when opportunities present themselves. Pray that you might be one of these Christians. Lord, I pray today for dream-believing people to have dreams of Jesus and connections with Christians who can share the love of Jesus with them. Lord, keep me sensitive to how I can share the truth and love of Jesus with those around me. Amen.